Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Fall is approaching. Are you ready to fall in love with your skin this season by using the world's creamiest shea butter? Absolutely Fabulous Shea Soufflé has you covered from head to toe. Visit your local beauty supply or afshea.com today. That's afshea.com today.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service, so check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends, and we have our well-sought-after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes, and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Are you a Black business owner looking to expand your audience and clientele? Voice of Black Star is looking to help by marketing your ads on our program, which airs every Friday on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, on the Voice of Black Star podcast. Exquisite Podcast Radio not only is the Voice of Black Star here to help awaken souls to God, but to support our brothers and sisters, expand their businesses. Email me, Hermina Shabazz, at minashaz@gmail.com. That's minashaz@gmail.com. minashaz@gmail.com. And thank you for being a proud supporter of Voice of Black Star on EPRN. Do you promote the Most High in rhythm and in psalm? Do you have lyrics and beats to vibrate dry bones, to awaken a sleeping lion? If so, Voice of Black Star is looking to promote you with an invite, with an interview, by engaging in our praise songs as an intro to one of the main voices of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. If you're looking to advertise your songs, please email me, minashaz@gmail.com. That's minashaz@gmail.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Peace and blessings, family. Thank you for joining me again. We are here and we are at it. We're about to deal with the ancient book of Jubilees again, family, and we are on chapter 4. We have made it to chapter 4 of the good book, okay? No, it's not the Bible, but it's definitely recommended to correlate with the Bible, okay? This helped give us some more detail and some more support into, you know, what goes on in Scripture, okay? Kind of breaks things down. Now, real quick, we're going to be on chapter 4, and this is dealing with Cain, Abel, and the descendants of Adam. We're also going to look at this in Genesis chapter 4 as well, because it has some good stuff in there, too, that talks about the beginning of with Adam and everyone, you know. But it's good to hear this. It's very good to hear this now, dear family, because it's good to keep up with what's going on so we can keep track of what's happening today. Okay? This is going to help us keep, you know, understanding as to what is going on in this world and from the beginning. Because a lot of this stuff that's happening now, we've been getting this forever, family. This has started from the beginning since Adam made that big, huge mistake. It definitely has been falling ever since. Okay, and the Most High, but he kind of knew all this from the very beginning. He created all things. He knew what was going to happen. So he prepared for all of this. Okay, let's get it going. Okay, for here on it says, now, they're going to be like, this is, it says Cain was born. Now, we're going to start off with Cain born, 64 to 70 a.m. Now, this kind of gives you some dates, like 64 days to 70 days a.m. with that meaning. Now, a.m., family, remember, that's it's dates pretty much abbreviated from the Latin meaning anno mundi, meaning the year of the world. So right now AM is speaking of the beginning of the world time frame, okay? And then it goes on to say that in AD is pretty much after the Christ, after Christ. This is pretty much the Christian calendar dates from the birth of Christ, and it's abbreviated AD. Okay? All right, so let's get started. Cain, born 64 to 70 AM. And we're going to deal with verse 1. And it says, and in the third week, in the second Jubilee, she gave birth to Cain. And in the fourth, she gave birth to Abel. Now, Abel was born 71 to 77 AM. They have him referenced for that. And in the fifth, she gave birth to her daughter, Awan, 78 to 84 AM. Now, I know we don't talk about the women as much in the scriptures because they don't, women do have a big role, but not as huge of a role that goes on in the thing, so to speak. Because remember, Adam was the first creator. He was man. He was created. He was built in the image of the Most High power. We have to realize that the Most High was creating heaven on earth. Okay? And I know that's going to be hard for you to grasp because a lot of you are still in your fleshly mindset. So you got to come out of that fleshly mindset. I know we've been here for so long. I know we've been in our flesh for so long, but it's hard to see the spirit of things. It's hard to see that. And especially when your mind is clouded and the Most High, some of you, the Most High ain't allowing to see clearly. He's allowing you to go down the rabbit hole. But for those of you who are allowing, he's allowing to see, and he's allowing to witness things, that there was a female, okay, born. There was a female born, and there were a lot of females born. They just weren't spoken of as much, okay? We're going to keep going. And it says, Cain slays Abel. And this is around the year 99 to 105 AM. This is when he has slain his brother. And in the first year of the third Jubilee, Cain slew Abel because God accepted the sacrifice of Abel and did not accept the offering of Cain. And he slew him in the field, and his blood cried from the ground to heaven, complaining because he had slain him. And the Lord reproved Cain because of Abel, because he had slain him, and he had made him a fugitive on the earth because of the blood of his brother. And he cursed him upon the earth. And on this account, it is written on the heavenly tables, cursed is he who smites his neighbor, and treacherously, and let all who have seen and heard say, so be it. And the man who have seen and not declared it, let him be accursed as the other. So pretty much, so, family, if you witness something happening, a slain, or somebody getting hurt and murdered, then you need to report that. Because that Most High doesn't like murder. He doesn't like murderous tendencies. Okay, he doesn't like that. Because that's hate, that's jealousy. And he doesn't like jealousy. The Most High doesn't like jealousy like that. And for this reason, we announce when we come before the Lord our God, all the sin which is committed in heaven and on earth, and in light and in darkness and everywhere. And Adam and his wife mourned for Abel 4 weeks of years, which is pretty much 99 to 127 a.m. Now I'm reading what they have written, fam, okay? And in the fourth year of the fifth week, 130 a.m., they became joyful, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare him a son, and he called his name Seth. For he said, God hath raised up a second seed unto us on this earth instead of Abel, for Cain slew him. And in the sixth week, 134 to 140 a.m., he begat his daughter Azurah. And Cain took Awan, his sister, to be his wife, and she bare him Enoch. At the close of the fourth Jubilee, which is 190 to 196 a.m. And in the first year of the first week of the first Jubilee, of the fifth Jubilee, I'm sorry, let me read that again. And in the first year of the first week of the fifth Jubilee, which is 197 a.m., houses were built on the earth, and Cain built a city and called its name after the name of his son, Enoch. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she bare yet 9 sons. Okay, so he really knew his wife after that. Because we only get the 2 sons, you know, the 3 total. The one that, you know, that Cain slew, Abel, but then Seth comes along. But we don't hear anything about the daughters and the extra kids. And the Bible doesn't go into that because it doesn't really want you to focus really on that. But the Book of Jubilees kind of breaks things down. It gives more detail as to what was taking place here. Okay? So let's keep going. She ended up having 9 sons. And in the 5th week of the 5th Jubilee, 225 to 231 a.m., Seth took Azura, his sister, to be his wife. And in the 4th, she bare him Enos, the year of the 6th week, 235. Okay? She bare him Enos. He began to call on the name of the Lord on the earth. Okay? So Seth took Azura, his sister. So yes, they had to, family, okay? They had to get the earth started somehow. Okay, they had to get the had to get it going. The Most High wanted it to go this way. So man can be born of one thing, you know, it's all connected. Until it was populated enough where they can go off and marry, you know, others outside. But deep down, we're all connected. Be honest with you, we're all connected. And if that was the case of us, you know, sleeping together, of them sleeping together, then we should all be deformed, but we're not. So, but I digress on that part. But again, that was definitely a good talk right here. A good read. And Adam knew his wife, and she bare him yet 9 sons. She had 9 sons, okay? And she had a couple of daughters, all right? And they ended up marrying their daughters because, they had to start populating the earth. And also, too, family, I wanted to go back, too, because there's something, again, that I wanted to actually, let's keep going. Let's keep reading. Okay. And so Enos began to call the name of the Lord on earth. He started making the earth, you know, about the Lord. Now, I'm going to say this, and this is kind of a little off the top, but I follow a lot of programs that talks about the Tartarian empires and all these old empires, and I deal with a lot of, I like agriculture, I like history, and it's very interesting to know that with this history, there are buildings and stuff that has been hidden. There are things that have been done that, you know, it just seems weird. And they tell us one thing. They give us one side of history. They give us man-made history, but they don't give us what Most High had done in this history. They don't give us the Most High's history of the world. They give us man's made history of the world. And that's a problem. That is a problem because, like I said, when I said the Tartarian, when I brand it up, because all the buildings and stuff, and like they say Cain created a city. Now, these buildings are all worn down and gone down. You know, it's all worn down and gone down. Could it have been extra flyers? I'm sorry. Could it have been more floods? You know, what could have taken place that these cities could have been built very well, because there's a lot of technology and things going on back in the day that we were told that didn't exist. But we've seen it in Egypt. In the Egyptian caves and stuff like that, you're starting to notice certain things that have people, like they're flying and stuff and everything. So there's a lot of history that has taken place that we don't know about today. And this Bible and the Book of Jubilees kind of starting to tie things back to as what possibly could have taken place in these days. That the earth wasn't filled with barbarians, so to speak. Because, you know, they tell us cavemen kind of ruled this place, okay? You know, that we came from Neanderthals and all this stuff, and that we came from apes and you know, and explosions. But scripture is saying something totally different. But let's just keep going. But I thought I'd bring the Tartarian thing because, like I said, Cain being kind of brought that to mind, because I've been seeing these old, worn-down buildings or some things, you look, it's like it's under dirt, but they're like they're bricks, and they look like they've been, it used to be a big castle, and these things that we think are mountains are actually could be something totally different. But again, I digress on that because I can go on for days. I love that kind of topic. But let's go. The descendants of Adam up to Noah. And in the 7th Jubilee, in the 3rd week, which is 309 and 315 a.m., Enos took Noam, his sister, to be his wife. And she bare him a son in the 3rd year of the 5th week, which is 325 a.m. And he called his name Kenan, or Kenan. They got it spelled K-E-N-A-N. And at the close of the 8th Jubilee, Kenan took Moleth, I'm going to pronounce her name again, Moalith, his sister, to be his wife, and she bare him a son in the ninth jubilee, and her name is spelled Mualeleth. And the ninth jubilee, which was 386 to 392 a.m. So they're saying around that time this happened, okay? In the first week, in the third year of this week, 395 a.m., and he called his name Mahalalel. So we know who Mahalalel is. And in the second week of the 10th jubilee, which is 449 to 455 a.m., Mahalalel took unto him to wife Dinah, the daughter of Barakael, and the daughter of his father's brother. And she bare him a son in the third week in the sixth year, 46 a.m. I'm assuming that would be 461 a.m. Bam. And he called his name Jared, for in his days the angels of the Lord descended on the earth, those who are named the watchers, that they should instruct the children of men, and that they should do judgment and uprightness on the earth. And in the 11th jubilee, Jared took to himself a wife, and her name was Baraka, the daughter of Rasudal, a daughter of his father's brother, in the fourth week of this jubilee, like 512 to 518 a.m. And she bare him a son in the fifth week, and in the fourth year of the jubilee, 522 a.m., and he called his name Enoch. Okay, family. Now, wasn't there Enoch earlier? Didn't Cain name his son Enoch? Didn't we have an Enoch earlier? But guess what? Cain's Enoch was not the Enoch that was going to be responsible for the Most High's will and words and stuff and teachings. He wasn't going to be the one. Okay, Enoch wasn't going to be the one. We have the book of Enoch. You know, he's not that. Cain's Enoch was not the Enoch that wrote the book of Enoch, okay? Or that had a say in that, all right? Who spoke to the Most High, who had the real chit-chat with the Most High, okay? So let me verify that real fast for you, okay? Okay, so pretty much, family, that's where we're at right now, you know? We have the book of Enoch. And right now, and it says the book of Enoch, and he was the first among men that are born on earth who learnt writing and knowledge and wisdom, and who wrote down the signs of heaven according to the order of their months in a book, that men might know the seasons of the years according to the order of their separate months. And he was the first to write a testimony, and he testified to the sons of men among the generations of the earth, and recounted the weeks of the jubilees, and made known to them the days of the years, and set in order the months, and recounted the Sabbaths of the years, as we made them known to him. So these are like what we make. So angels are talking to Enos. They helped him out too. And what was and what will be, he saw in a vision of his sleep, as it will happen to the children of men throughout their generations unto the day of judgment. He saw and understood everything, and wrote his testimony, and placed the testimony on earth for all the children of men and for their generations. And in this 12th jubilee, in the seventh week thereof, which was 582 to 588 a.m., he took to himself a wife, and her name was Edni. You can say Edni or Edni. The daughter of Daniel, the daughter of his father's brother. Okay, she was the daughter of his father's brother. Okay, so pretty much, family, what we have here in the 7 week thereof, you know, that Enoch pretty much. I'm sorry. Make sure I'm doing this right. Make sure I'm reading this proper. That Enoch learned to write and do all those things, and pass on all what we have to the world, pretty much. All right? So he passed on everything to the world. And that's why the book of Enoch, that's what they were talking about. So that's what the book Enoch is all about. The book Enoch is all about dates and times and of the creation and what took place and how did it happen when you really get into it. And a lot of people don't like to read the book of Enoch. For some reason, they don't agree with it or whatever, but I'm not sure why, because there's a lot of equality in that book that goes on in, within the Bible. What it does is breaks it down. It makes it one, it just makes it easier for us to understand scripture when a certain things come up in the Bible about dates and times and stuff like that. It kind of gives us an idea about the world and what went on in the world before our time and up until this time and what's going to happen even after this time. So that's what the book of Enoch is all about. But let's keep reading. And it says, and he was the first among men. Okay, I read that part. Let's keep going. Let's say Methuselah's birth, which is 587 AM. And in the sixth year in this week, she bare him a son, and he called his name Methuselah. So Enoch and Adonai, they had a son. His name was Methuselah. They called him Methuselah. And he was moreover with the angels of God these six jubilees of years. And they showed him everything which is on earth and in heaven, and the rule of the sun, and he wrote down everything. And he testified to the watchers who had sinned with the daughters of men, for these had begun to unite themselves so as to be defiled with the daughters of men. And Enoch testified against them all. Okay, so so the book of Enoch testifies against all the angels that fell. So he testifies against the evilness that took place and so forth. So that's why a lot of people are not with Enoch, because he exposes their either their fathers or their forefathers or something on that level. Enoch has exposed them. He started calling out the sins of what they were doing. And it was like, hey, you're shaming us. Again, here's that shame. Again, here's that shame. Okay? And so forth. So let's keep reading, family. And it says, and he testified to the watchers who had sinned with the daughters of men, for these had begun to unite themselves so as to be defiled with the daughters of men. And Enoch testified against them all. And he was taken from amongst the children of men. And we conducted him into the Garden of Eden in majesty and honor. And behold, there he writeth down the condemnation and judgment of the world and all the wickedness of the children of men. And on account of it, God brought the waters of the flood upon all the land of Eden. For there he was set as a sign, and that he should testify against all the children of men, that he should recount all the deeds of the generations until the day of the condemnation. So pretty much he's telling me, preach to these people, let them know what's to come. I'm about to flood this place. Get them right. Those who are going to be saved will be saved. Those who are not will not. And we know what happened with that. Okay? Let's keep going. And he burnt the incense of the sanctuary, even sweet spices acceptable before the Lord on the mount. For the Lord had four places on the earth, the Garden of Eden and the Mount of the East, and this mountain on which thou art this day, Mount Sinai, and Mount Zion, which will be sanctified in the new creation for a sanctification of the earth. Through it will the earth be sanctified from all its guilt and its uncleanness throughout the generations of the world. And in the 14th Jubilee, Methuselah took unto himself a wife, Edna, the daughter of Azrael, the daughter of his father's brother, in the third week, in the first year of this week, 652 AM. And he begat a son and called his name Lamech. See, it's starting to build, family. See, the Bible's starting to build up now with all the main people that this book is about, pretty much to teach us how we're supposed to be living and what's to come. These our men, our forefathers were given this information to keep us right and straight, family, and to teach the world how to live by the Most High power that created all things. Okay? Yes, in the beginning, he chose a certain people to be those people. Like, he chose a certain group of angels. Like I read to you guys in the beginning, he chose a certain group of angels to help him. With that, to help him, he has chosen to help him in heaven to keep the Sabbath, and also to keep it on earth and bring to the humans. So has he created mankind, to all a group of people, to help spread this word to everybody. Everybody gets it on earth, okay? Everybody's going to follow the Most High Power when it comes to the end, okay? And he begat his son and called his name Lamech. And in the 15th Jubilee in the third week, which was 701 to 707 a.m., Lamech took to himself a wife, and her name was Betanos, the daughter of Baraki-il, the daughter of his father's brother. And in this week, she bare him a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, "This one will comfort me for my trouble and all my work and for the ground which the Lord hath cursed." Family, that's a good one to kind of pause on right there. We're going to finish it up. We're going to finish up chapter 4. We got a couple more paragraphs to read, but we're going to talk about it because I may want to come back and review this one chapter I read to you, Methuselah's Birth, 587 a.m., because there's a lot with it. But again, family, I pray that you got a lot out of this lesson and that you continue to read and study the Most High's Word and make it very, very important that you do your best to get with the Most High in these last days. Hallelujah. And all praises.